It's spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Sorry, kid. Maybe next year.
After a season of nightfalls and pushbacks, after the heart of wrong turns inside tracks, just when they think they got you game, set, match, whoa-oh-oh, here comes a comeback. Just cause you laid low, got up slow and steady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty, comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes a comeback. Oh, oh, comeback. Oh, oh. You feel the lightning, the thunder, your soul shakes. Tide breaks, and from the ashes you will take your place. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes a comeback.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John. What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. After days of negotiations, there's a deal on a $2 trillion stimulus package to help get through the coronavirus outbreak. Top Senate Republican and Democrat Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer.
This is a wartime level of investment into our nation. The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus and reclaim our future.
We're going to take up and pass this package to care for those who are now caring for us and help carry millions of Americans through these dark economic times.
There are loans for small and large businesses, direct payments to Americans, and increased unemployment benefits. With COVID-19 cases spreading in New York City, anyone leaving that area is advised by a member of the White House task force to self-quarantine for 14 days. Nationwide, there are more than 55,000 cases reported now. America's listening to Fox News.
I think you'll enjoy this.
Quarantine is hard, eating almost every hour, open up the fridge 50 times a day, eat a bag of chips, heat up mozzarella sticks, the social distancing got me. Lover is increasing. Ice cream, pop tarts down my throat.
And welcome to Wednesday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Foist things, foist, please.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's like a morning in late May or early June, see? With temperatures around 70 at the moment, southwest winds at 12, and very sultry out there. There's a couple of showers on the radar, but as expected, they are falling apart. They're in Coosa, Tallapoosa, Lee County. A lot of us are probably not going to see any of these. A little front moving south today. So instead of 86 for a high, how about 83? How about yes? A sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a nice-looking day, even though a lot of people are homebound. You can look out the window. A little cooler tonight, low 56. Actually, I've been getting out. I've been walking like 2-3 miles every day and eating good. So let's make
sure. You look amazing.
Thank you. Let's be positive about this. Tonight, a little cooler, low 56. Tomorrow, record high territory. The record is 87. I think we're 88 tomorrow. Friday, the record is 89. I think we flirt with 90 degrees. That's crazy in late March. Saturday, the record is 87. I think we're in the upper 80s. So all 3 days, the records could fall. Chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night. The pollen count is as high as I've ever seen it on the scale. Right now, with southwest winds at 9 miles per hour, temperature is 70 at 609.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh my God, what is wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Everything is shut down.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
We're going to shut everything down.
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
Shut down is right. Everything's shut down.
Not us.
This show is open for business.
And we're here for you.
This is show business.
Show business.
And the show must go on. So without further ado,
it's showtime.
Do you have some ado on you?
I do. What's the commercial? A little dab will do you.
Brill cream.
Brill cream. Yeah.
And I am ashamed to admit that I even remember that. Brill cream. A little dab will do you, baby. You mind if I play something real quick here? I just got it from one of our great virtual producers, Mark Cumby.
Yeah, let's do that.
I didn't see it yesterday. Obviously, the big benefactor in all this quarantining and non-public appearances and no rallies and all that is Joe Biden. Yeah. But he was on ABC yesterday, and this Facebook thing says, can somebody translate this for me? Is this going to play?
Oh, I hope he's going to play.
You evil piece of crap.
Oh, I hope he's going to play.
I want it to play.
I want to hear it.
How do we get a second of audio and then it stopped? I take two. Let's put the volume up. Come on.
There it is. You got it on mute. Hit it again. There you go.
Well, at home.
There you go. All right, good. Looks like he's going to do it.
Why does it always come up? Oh, it just went to the next one. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
This piece of... All right. Take 300. Come on. Play, baby.
Unmute it. Is it muted?
Worse than the problem itself. Reassess the recommended period for keeping businesses shut and people at home. Are you at all concerned, as Trump said, that we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself?
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. We know what has to be done.
What?
We know you have to...
Break up with this chick when this is...
Okay, went to the next bit. That's amazing. That's what we're going to put our hopes in November.
What color is the sky in his world?
You know, there's been a lot of blowback because the president had the gall to say, I hope to see the country up and running by Easter.
Yeah.
The reason I think this was significant is what's everybody in doubt about? When does life begin to resume? And I got to tell you, I don't think it'll be everything, everybody, all 57 states, everybody goes back to work on the same day. I do think that in states and areas that have it under control, life can resume as normal. Maybe we'll see, you know, people wearing masks for a bit. But we have to have a focal point.
Something out there on the horizon for us to think about.
That's two weeks from Sunday. And look at how much can happen. You know, my magazine column is called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I love that. I love that title.
And I opened it by saying, well, by the time you read this, this could all be, who knows. But look at the way this month started. We had a magnificent jobs report. The markets were soaring. Mm-hmm. In 3 weeks, look at how fast everything tanked.
Well, that's why we can't have a prolonged crisis.
No, we have to try and get it back day by day. Now, yesterday was they kind of did an informal national takeout day. I put Baumhauer's link up there yesterday. What's the name of that wonderful business that Donnie Turner was talking about?
The chili.
I can find it here.
El Paso Chili Company.
Yeah.
And that's they're located off the Northeastern Bypass. I understand near the Kawasaki place. So, and he raves about these people. But they're, it's just a family business, and they would really like to serve you.
Look, I could hear Bob Baumhauer's voice crack on Sunday night. Those of us who are still working and getting a check, we're all trying to be careful with our money. Right. But my God, we need to, when we can, support these businesses.
Yeah,
and so there's something to go back to, whether it's Easter or after, whatever.
By the way, the breaking news in the last 20 minutes, the most high-profile person yet to test positive was 71-year-old Prince Charles.
Bonnie Prince Charles, right. Yeah. Well, I don't want anybody to get it, but, you know, the Hanks have gotten through this. Now, there's one person who is legitimately worried. I heard from her yesterday, my sister Jody, who lives in Livermore, California. She's got COPD. She would be at great risk
to catch this. Yeah.
But she's working from home.
If you have pre-existing conditions.
And trying to get outside for walks and stuff so she gets some fresh air. But this country will be stir-crazy on a mass basis. And you know, the president, I hate to use this word this early in the morning, talked about suicides. If things collapse like they, if we're allow a 29 situation to occur, people have to have something to hang on to, some kind of hope. Mm-hmm. So the stimulus got passed. People...
Could any of us, this is rhetorical, have foreseen a crisis of this magnitude?
No. You know? No, I mean, I mentioned in the column that the COVID had become a news item at the first of the month. Mm-hmm. But nobody, you'd be a liar if you said that you foresaw this American...
shutdowns and stuff like that.
So, again, I'm preaching to the choir here. I know our listeners do their very best to support the people that support us.
Hey, we're going to keep coming to work, that's for sure.
Yes.
Because we haven't figured out a way to do it from home yet. I'm kidding.
The boss, I think we may have already had it. It came and went because it was 2 weeks and I was wheezing like an accordion with no bad bellows.
Yeah, and it hung on.
Wheezing like an accordion with a hole in the bellows.
Wait, what was the joke Biden line? What did he call that woman? A pony, what did he call?
Dog face pony soldier. That and
we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
All right, we're going to get your local news on. We have the William Tell Wake Up. Rich Thomas Kula Broadcasting is not closed.
We got a good one this morning.
Yeah. Random facts next hour with Jay Scott. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And we'll be back at 6:16. Keep your chins up, gang.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. And Montgomery Fire Authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, President of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is the William Tell Wake Up at 6:19. Mrs. Ritterbubble, I know you're listening, so take the dogs outside and make them go foofuses.
Pick your butt up!
knows about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. But in today's new reality, maybe it's time for something new.
Here you go, sir. That'll be $7.89.
All right. How many sheets is that?
15.
Introducing Buttcoin. With Buttcoin, when you buy something, you can pay with a few sheets of toilet paper.
I got you.
Easy and convenient.
I see.
Buttcoin is handy for restaurant to-go orders, gas, or whatever you're gutsy enough to leave the house for. Mm-hmm. So, tear some TP off the roll and get ready to pay with Buttcoin. You'll be paying fair and square.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Greg Budell with Greg Gutfeld. Yesterday, the despicable media, which we'll hold them accountable maybe later in the day for some. But yesterday, an idiot in Arizona drank fish tank cleaner thinking it was hydroxychlorine that is, in fact, you know, there's a doctor in New York that says he's treated 350 people successfully with it. But that didn't stop the media from being stupid, and Greg Gutfeld did a very, very sharp but amusing take on it.
You probably don't need any more evidence that the media is a joke, but I got some anyway. Apparently a man died after eating a chemical used to clean fish tanks. It made the news. Why? Well, he did it to prevent coronavirus, but also it could be blamed on Trump. BuzzFeed, The Hill, NBC, even Forbes claimed he took a drug that Trump had touted. An NBC headline says Arizona man dies after ingesting chloroquine in an attempt to prevent the coronavirus. Not really. He took something else, chloroquine phosphate, which is deadly. It's like mistaking sodium chloride, which is salt, and sodium hydroxide, that's lye, the stuff that eats your flesh. It's so close. Here's a quote from the Forbes piece. When President Trump incorrectly announced that the FDA had fast-tracked approval of the drugs chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for treatment of COVID-19, he added, the nice part is it's been around for a long time, so we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody, except it did, adds the writer. Well, no, it didn't. Like the guy who ate the fish tank cleaner, the writer replaced the promising drug with something worse. And why? Because it fits the narrative. Trump kills someone, finally, and he didn't even shoot him on Fifth Avenue. This isn't just normal Trump derangement. It's derangement that might cause people to avoid treatment out of fear. Look, all drugs carry risks, and the companies put them on the label. Maybe it's time for the media to have a warning label, too. Warning can be mistaken for truth. Only take with a grain of salt.
Well put. I mean, that was maybe one of the more egregious examples yesterday.
That Brian Stetler, or is that his name, on CNN, who covers the media?
I think of him every time I take a leak and I look down.
What? He said, Trump just canceled the coronavirus White House update because of an interview on Fox. Well, no. The president was having the updates in the late afternoon every day, and he didn't do that. I mean, this guy is just
toxic. Oh, he's a mental
toxic.
Patient.
He's toxic.
He's a mental patient.
Yeah.
One of the things you can do online and from the safety of your home is take a look at cars, because this is not forever. And Jack Ingram has some great values. By the way, all the businesses we work with, I'll tell you a bit later about Georgia Floors Direct, because the term I've invented for this is COVID compliant. They are keeping things completely sanitary, mm-hmm. practicing social distancing. And friends, you want to think about a world where places, where car dealers are closing their doors because of this crisis. We have to try, those who can, we have to try. And they've got some great options in there for you. I think getting behind the seat of a, unless they sold it, now the Beamer is there. It's a 2011. It's only got 118,000 miles on it. It's been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram Mechanics, and it is gorgeous. It's white. It's absolutely beautiful. If you're just looking for good wheels, reliable transportation under $5,000, they got a Ford Focus in there, and the Volvo, a Volvo V70, both of those under $5,000. These cars, good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, and engines that have been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram Mechanics.
Speaking of Jack Ingram Mechanics, thank you, Jack Ingram Nissan, for getting my transmission replaced in 24 hours. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I got it back on.
I remember when our transmission blew up on one of our West Coast camping trips in the exciting hotspot of Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh, boy.
We were there 3 days while they replaced that.
Yeah, 3 days, right.
That's warp speed, pal. JackIngram.com. You can get price quotes, get a credit app done, talk a deal without coming in contact with anybody. But Tip James and Greg in the finance department would love to be of assistance. Please, if you can, give that some thought. Nothing wrong with window shopping, even if it's the windows of your computer. Timeline is next at 626.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another check on the highways. We are not seeing a lot going on right now. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Some slight congestion at Highway 231 from Wetumpka and Congressman Dickinson. Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and Troy Highway at the East South Boulevard. Those are our busiest spots right now. And that's about it. No accidents into us to pass along. Keep it here. We will keep you updated throughout the morning. At Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their mini-station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Where's a naturopath when you need one?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 25th of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That one always sounds so official. 85th day of the year, 281 days remaining on International Waffle Day. It's interesting to go by these waffle shops now, and
they've closed.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how. Like 300 or something. Yeah. Waffle houses have been closed.
Isn't that supposed to be what FEMA used
it's
to
the,
use?
Yeah, the Waffle House Index. Yes,
right, exactly. It's the anniversary of the first U.S. patent for a waffle iron issued in 1809. 1911, the first electric waffle iron from GE. It's Pecan Day or Pecan. I mean, how you want to say
pecan.
It. It's Manatee Appreciation Day, so be nice to a sea cow.
They fart to swim.
Right.
We found out that random facts yesterday. Right.
With random fart facts.
Oh, that was a wet one.
I'm sorry.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are. 1965, on this date, Martin Luther King leads 25,000 marchers to the state capitol in Montgomery to protest the denial of the voting rights to blacks. So a big day in Montgomery's history. On this date in 67, the Turtles started the three-week run at number one with Happy Together. The song had been rejected a dozen times before it was offered to the Turtles. 52 years ago in 68, tragedy struck when the 58th and final episode of The Monkees aired.
That when you talk about a show about nothing. Oh, my God.
God almighty. In 69, 5 days after getting married, John Lennon and Yoko Ono got in bed for peace, Amsterdam, in a hotel. 1972, America started a three-week run at number one with their hit song, Horse with No Name. And now, our song of the day. And how about a very positive-sounding song on any morning, on any day? 1978, the album is Out of the Blue. Jeff Lynne wrote it. How about some Mr. Blue Sky to get us going on a nice Wednesday morning? E-L-O, baby.
See how the sunshine's
bright in the city, on the streets where once was painted this the blue sky is living in the day. Hey, it's the blue sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
So long.
Why did we come along?
One more time.
It's the blue sky. Please tell us why you.
Starts to make us feel good, and that one certainly fits the bill. And this date in 83, a movie called The Outsiders released with unknowns at the time. Unknowns at the time. Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, Emilio Estevez, Leif Garrett, Ralph Macchio, C. Thomas Howell. Wow, a Francis Ford Coppola epic. On this date in 85, Prince won the Oscar for Best Original Score with Purple Rain, the soundtrack. On this date in 91, Dances with Wolves, Best Picture for Oscars. And Joe Pesci won Best Supporting Actor for Goodfellas. That movie without Pesci.
Yeah, would have been not quite the same.
What do you mean, funny like a clown?
I amuse you?
Yeah, you tell me how I'm funny. 1992, a cosmonaut, Sergei Kiranov, returned to Earth after 10 months. He was only supposed to be on a 5-month mission, but guess what happened while he was in space? The Soviet Union ceased to exist, so they couldn't get him down. Finally, they came up with enough rubles to get him down. 1996, Braveheart won the Best Picture Oscar. 18 years ago in 2002, The Bachelor premieres on ABC. 2006, country music legend Buck Owens dies, age 76. Today would have been Aretha Franklin's 78th birthday. She died in 2018. Danica Patrick, NASCAR racing superstar, is 38 today. Sarah Jessica Parker is 55. Elton John is 73 today. His real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Do we have time for a little Elton John?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some. All right. Go
this
ahead.
Is all of his hits in 60 seconds.
Has a lot to do with my age, but and when I was in college, high school rather, but he is the soundtrack of my life.
You say you're heading towards sundown?
No, I don't think so.
Your age.
Well, we don't know yet. Jim Lovell, former astronaut, is 92 today. Dead or alive, movie critic Gene Shalit, the guy with the mustache.
Gene Shalit? I think he's still alive.
He's still alive at the age of 94.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. His hair and that mustache were iconic.
Howard Cosell would have had a birthday. He died in 95. He would have been 102 today.
My first radio celebrity guest, and I was scared crapless.
Back there when his show, when he would do it from... The WLS, the ABC
network, right next to our studio.
Network, yeah. And Paul Harvey was right down the hall, too, right?
My friend Paul Harvey.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Very nice man.
I mesmerized listening to him. 18 days till Easter Sunday. And as we know now, Easter Sunday, as of yesterday, took on kind of a new goal and meaning. We're 60 days till Memorial Day. Will baseball be back? I think it will.
I do too.
245 days till Thanksgiving, and this year, Thanksgiving will be special.
And okay. That's your time. With Rich Thomas.
Do I amuse you?
I'd like some information before we begin.
Comes with state-of-the-art digitally enhanced sound.
I thought that might help. Do I amuse you? All right, what's our TV topic? I haven't even
Hey, looked. So some great empowering moments in our life, like finding the one and becoming a parent. And
I sent them a whole bunch of good stuff earlier this morning for the days ahead right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There are still a couple of showers left over on the radar, but they are going to be fading away here very, very quickly. Coosa, Tallapoosa, a little bit left over in Lee County, but they're going to be fading out. Otherwise, look for a sun and cloud mix today. Another warm day. High 83, maybe 84. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low 56. Tomorrow, the record high of 87 is in trouble. I think we're somewhere in the upper 80s. The record high Friday is in trouble. We may be flirting with 90 degrees. The record high Saturday, certainly in jeopardy, will be in the upper 80s. Then a chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Maybe a thunderstorm as well. Back in the 70s for a high by Sunday. Right now, very sultry out there with 83% relative humidity. The temperature is 70. It's 6:39.
Okay, the 10 most empowering moments in life is our TV topic, and we'll be joining them after we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
This This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update. We are building just a little bit now. We're seeing some inbound traffic on the 31s into Montgomery. On the Boulevard, more cars now and a little bit of light congestion on the East South Boulevard in front of Baptist at Highway 331 and the Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 looking good, rolling at the speed limit. No accidents into us to pass along at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated all morning long. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime. Okay, we're getting ready to... How do I look?
Casket ready.
Fair Department.
Can I get a second opinion?
You sure is ugly.
Fair Department, cloudy.
I always use that term now ever since Ryan used it.
Yeah, casket.
Casket ready.
I know, that was a good one. That's a forever reference.
I've been getting some sunshine here.
Yeah, you have. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stand by and cue music.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
A new survey asked people to pick the most empowering moments in life when you really feel like you can handle whatever life throws at you. This includes finding your passion, becoming a parent, getting a promotion, and meeting the one. So there's a lot to talk about. Let's head over to the News Talk 93.1 studio and talk to Greg Budell, who's met the one several times.
Oh, he's been working on that one. He's been working on that. He's got writers, too.
She's listening at home right now, Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Uh-huh.
I feel really lucky, and I think Rich can kind of relate. Because, Ryan, I wanted to be you when I was a kid. I wanted to be a TV weatherman.
It's all I wanted to be ever.
You know, the only reason I didn't go after it in college was the math.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at math.
No, you're actually really good at math.
You're very good at math.
Well, yeah, but when they start putting letters and stuff like that into the equations, I get lost. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to be a TV news anchor. I could have been Andrew James. But I love what I'm doing. I got this particular passion at about age 16, and it's been about 50 years.
Yeah. Let's see, 75 for me, so I don't know how many years that is. Oh, yeah, you're the math guy. How many years have I been in the business?
Be 45.
All right, 45 years in broadcasting.
So. And Jay has been here forever. But
I was born downstairs in the supply closet.
The boss at the time when he started was Marconi.
Guillermo. He was on a first-name basis with him, from what I understand.
That's right.
Becoming a parent, though, there's nothing like that.
That changes everybody, right?
That is... There's nothing, and you know what? When your baby is born, and if you look at the cover photo on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. it's me holding Janelle.
Yep.
It was the last time I wore a surgical mask, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
30 years ago, we just celebrated her birthday, mm-hmm. and when you're holding your little baby in your arms, and you're looking and thinking about all the things that you're going to teach them, but what really happens, and this is why it's such an important thing in life, is they end up teaching us. They teach us that we're actually capable of more than we give ourselves credit for when it comes to patience and understanding and giving and sacrificing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a piece for her 16th birthday thanking her for helping me grow up.
Well,
it was a game changer.
I don't have a child, but I've been told it is the most important thing that it will happen to you.
So. Number three is also critical. Feeling confident in your own skin.
Well, yeah.
Now, my skin may look casket ready to some observers.
Hey.
That was the hardest one. I had to go through a lot of grief to get to that point.
Hey, Ryan, it says number seven is having a good handle on your mental health, so you have that to look forward to.
I'll never be like that. That's why they make prescription drugs. That's what's good for you. Right? You need help, get help.
That's right. Being chemically balanced is very critical.
One you haven't hit yet, becoming a grandparent.
No. That's possible. I've never pushed that issue, but I do have a grand possum. I'm probably one of the few that can make that. And I've got a grand dog just absolutely does love. Whenever I go down to visit Janelle, her dog goes crazy, and she does that for me and me alone, which is really kind of a compliment.
Jay, can you let us get a word in here? What's empowering? What's been an empowering moment in your life?
When he became my boss, telling us, bossing us around, telling us what to do.
I mean, part of the way, this working here has been through some moments in my life, and it's already time to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the contribution.
You're welcome. Exactly.
That's it.
That's Ryan. The most words Jay's ever spoken in this.
And season. I'll never get the opportunity again.
Turn him loose.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Y'all have a wonderful Wednesday. Stay out of trouble.
Right. You too, Ryan.
Of course, to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, tune in to them Monday through Friday starting at 6.
You're right here.
There's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. I got a little bit of rain on the radar.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked here half my life. Half of my life has been in this building.
Wow.
I have been in Montgomery for half of Janelle's life. Think about that. She was 15 when I came here.
Here's a guy from Cleveland, Ohio, who spent his entire life in Montgomery, Alabama, 42, almost 43 years now.
I was talking about you with
HR?
Your with your niece, Uncle Weather, and I said, he's one of those people. I think he's had like four jobs in his entire life, and one of them was a job as a kid working at McDonald's. I said, I don't know too many people that can make that claim, especially in our business. We got your Fox News replay. The Cheap and Trashy is coming up, and later on, our rocket scientist of the day will actually feature some rocket scientists. It's all coming up.
News. I'm Chris Foster. After days of negotiations, there's a deal on a $2 trillion stimulus package to help get through the coronavirus outbreak. Top Senate Republican and Democrat Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer.
This is a wartime level of investment into our nation. The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus and reclaim our future.
We're going to take up and pass this package to care for those who are now caring for us, and help carry millions of Americans through these dark economic times.
There are loans for small and large businesses, direct payments to Americans, and increased unemployment benefits. With COVID-19 cases spreading in New York City, anyone leaving that area is advised by a member of the White House task force to self-quarantine for 14 days. Nationwide, there are more than 55,000 cases reported now. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Olympics are canceled. Olympics are canceled. And this is the Olympic theme that you will not hear in Tokyo this summer. A few of you are slightly bummed out, but everyone else forgot they were even happening. Sweating, spitting, swimming in the same pool in a pandemic, not a great idea. People flying in from every country, thinking about it, kind of skews me out. No one's gonna be Simone Biles anyway. Just give her the gold. No one cares anyway.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy and Stuck 93.1 FM. Yes, the Olympics postponed for a year. That has more to do with the training time required to participate than it does with whether the venue would be held.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll have it under control. And let's hope they don't come up with something next year that'll be going around like this thing has. Hey, Kevin Hart and his wife are expecting their second child. Here comes the boom, too. Paul McCartney checks in periodically with the writers of The Symptoms. Steve, it's too much coronavirus talk here, okay? The Simpsons. To make sure that Lisa is still a vegetarian, because that was the condition of his guest appearance in 1995.
Oh.
25 years ago.
I didn't know that.
You know, Paul, with all your money, you are denying yourself the joy of meat. Guess what I made? Sloppy Joe. You want that tomorrow?
We can do that.
Yeah.
Sure. We are.
I don't know if those of you listening are picking up on the lack of enthusiasm.
No. What do you mean? What do you want us to do?
Yeah! Of course we do!
Much better.
Oh my God, Rich! Sloppy Joe!
You're both going to get a big, steaming bowl of Quaker oatmeal
mixed
tomorrow.
Mixed in that sloppy Joe tomorrow.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony moved to November 7th.
Okay.
This story interested me because I had not heard this one before. A new behind-the-scenes book claims Steve Carell didn't actually want to leave the office.
I read this.
But NBC made no... How could they do that?
What NBC did?
So here's the way...
No effort to re-sign him.
You're kidding?
Yeah. So he was giving an interview in Germany. Germany.
What's wrong?
And I say Germany. Maybe it was just
the offices we got here?
It might have been in Britain. Whatever. It was overseas. And he said, yeah, we got 7 season coming up. It's probably going to be my last. He put that out there. Well, NBC knew about it, but they didn't say anything. And so when they didn't come to him to say, what, you thinking about leaving? When they didn't do that, he kind of thought, I guess I can leave. I guess they don't, you know.
Oh.
I guess they're okay with me leaving.
They never even approached
him. They never did. They were also, NBC was also in getting rid of, they got rid of whoever was the head executive of NBC at the time and brought in somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And that guy wasn't as big of a fan of The Office as the guy previous who was leaving. Uh-huh. It's not that he hated it, but he was just unaware of how, I guess, big of a deal that would be.
Right.
Because he wasn't into it as much. And so he didn't put any effort forth. He thought it had already been agreed upon.
Wait till you hear this. Guess who almost replaced him? James Gandolfini.
You're kidding.
No. This book says Gandolfini almost replaced Steve Carell.
He wasn't sure
if he'd be right for it. Eventually he said yes, then at the last minute he got cold feet, so they cast James Spader. Now, some of those episodes in the last couple of seasons are okay, but it really wasn't the same without Steve Carell getting all choked up.
You got the COVID?
No, they're calling.
No, I've got the clumsies.
When you abbreviate it now, you call it Rona.
Rona. Got the Rona.
Disney is reportedly not pleased with Evangeline Lilly and her comments about not quarantining. A quote source, end quote, says they're rewriting the next Ant-Man to severely minimize her role as the Wasp.
Ooh.
I think that's dumb.
The Wasp.
Let's see.
Hmm.
about it, huh?
This story is funny. In fact, I'm gonna precede this with our important news sound.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This is bigger than punishing Evangeline Lilly for not quarantining. Oprah, the Oprah monster.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Made Stedman move into their guest house because he didn't take this seriously enough.
Wasn't she? She said, "Didn't was late to the party." Was her quote for because he was like on a trip last week and
yeah.
She said he wasn't taking it seriously.
Social distancing, says the Oprah monster, doesn't mean you're going to sleep in bed with a person you just got off American Airlines. You cannot play those games or taking it seriously. Apparently, he.
I never thought they were. I thought he was a convenient.
Jackson Brown, by the way, also tested positive in addition to Prince Charles for the virus.
Jackson Brown did? I didn't know that.
Hope he takes it easy.
One of my favorites. Yeah, he wrote that. He wrote that.
Well, he went in and said, "Doctor, my eyes are." It's comedy like this. That's...
Sometimes he's the pretender, though.
Hey. How about visiting a place of absolute beauty and incredible value? Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
Hey.
Look, it's all open air, even when you're in the greenhouses.
And Jackson Brown never goes there.
Right, so you'll never have to worry about bumping into him next to the geraniums. And by the way, their geraniums are about three times as large. One of my listeners, Valerie, sent me a note. She went out there this past weekend. Let me see if I can find her. Message. They've got pallets, 24 big boy tomatoes for $12. I mean, that's an incredible deal. And I'm especially interested in her comments. Where did she put that? That the geraniums are about three times the size of what she had seen in other places. Everything is grown there. Take a look at some of the pics on their Facebook page. I will share that so you can see it for yourself. But man, this is, and the prices are so incredibly reasonable. So here's why you should check it out. A, a lot of places we might normally go aren't open right now.
Right.
We want to go places where we're going to be able to enjoy some fresh air, some clay fodder, and the folks out there are really terrific. So maybe Saturday, maybe I'll see you out there at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, about 25 minutes east of Taylor and Vaughn on Vaughn as it becomes 110. And please mention that you heard about them here for plants. And I mentioned the tomatoes and so many other things. Beauty everywhere you look at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. 657, look at the roads, Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, we are looking good out there on this Wednesday morning. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of congestion on the East South Boulevard. Seeing some incoming from Wetumpka on 231. That's about it. No accidents in us to report to you at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning and be safe out there on this Wednesday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting.